以下是 His Divine A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容《薄伽梵歌原意》第八章释解22到27，时间1966年11月20日，地点纽约。
Purusha Sattara Pratha Bhaktya Labha Sananaya Jashyanta Sthani Bhutani Yena Sarvamidam Tatam。We have been discussing about the transcendental world.
我们一直在讨论超人的世界。
The transcendental world is above this material sky.
超人的世界是在这物质天空之上的。
The material sky is also a part of the transcendental sky, a spiritual sky. It is covered only.
物质的天空也是超人的天空或灵性的天空的一部分，它只是被遮住了而已。
This thing we have already explained.
这一点我们已经解释过了。
Just like the sky, some part of the sky is covered by clouds.
就好比天空中某一部分被云朵遮住了。
The cloud cannot cover the whole sky.
云朵并不能遮住整个天空。
That is not possible.
那是不可能的。
That is not in the power of the cloud.
那不在云朵的能力之内。
Only insignificant portion of the cloud, sky is covered by cloud.
只是天空中微不足道的一小部分被云朵遮住了。
Similarly, the unlimited sky, spiritual sky, and some portion of it when it is covered by Mahatattva or a spiritual.Cloud, the portion which is covered, it is called material sky.
类似的，灵性的天空是无限的，它的一部分被 Mahatattva 或者说灵性的云朵遮住了，被遮住的那一部分被称为物质的天空。
This material sky is meant for the conditioned soul.
物质天空是为了受条件限制的灵魂的。
Just like.The prison house.
就像监狱一样。
What is this prison house?
监狱是什么呢？
The prison house is a certain area of the state, walled, all side wall and protected so that the prisoners may not come out.
监狱是国家的一块特定的区域，四面都用墙围着，防卫着，这样犯人们出不来。
That is called prison.
那被称为监狱。
But it is within the state, within the city, and very insignificant portion.
但它是在国家之内，在城市之内，非常微不足道的一部分。
Similarly, this material manifestation is only a very insignificant portion of the spiritual sky.
类似的，这物质展示也只是灵性天空的一个非常微不足道的部分。
And it is covered so that we may not go to the spiritual sky.
它被盖住了，这样我们不能够去灵性的天空。
That is not possible.
那是不可能的。
We cannot go.
我们去不了。
We cannot travel even in the outer space of this material sky.
我们甚至连这物质天空中的外部空间都去不了。
So yes, we have got very limited potency.
我们的能力非常有限。
But this is the situation.
这是我们的处境。
So there, in the spiritual sky, there are spiritual planets, and each planet, the Lord is manifested.
在灵性的天空中，有灵性的星宿，在每个星宿上，主都展示了。
There are innumerable planets.
有无穷无尽的星宿。
So here it is that information is given in the Bhagavad Gita that Purusha Sattara Pratha.
这里薄伽梵歌中给了关于那的信息。
That spiritual sky, the predominating personality of Godhead, is transcendent.
统治那灵性天空的人格神是超然的。
Just like here, in every country, in every planet, there is a predominating personality.
就像在这里，在每一个国家、每一个星宿，都有一个统治者。
In your country, the predominating personality is President Johnson.
在你们国家，统治者是约翰逊总统。
Similarly, in every country, there is a predominating personality.
类似的，在每一个国家都有一位统治者。
Similarly, every planet, there is a predominating personality.
类似的，每个星宿都有一位统治者。
So the same system is there also.
在那里有着同样的系统。
But there is no rival.
但在那里没有竞争者。
Purusha Sapara Pratha. There the personality of Godhead, there is nobody rival.
在那里人格神没有竞争者。
Just like here, the predominating personality, President Johnson, when the next election will come,There will be so many rivals.
在这里，统治者是约翰逊总统。到了下一次竞选的时候，会有那么多的竞争者。
But in the spiritual sky, there is no rival.
但是在灵性天空中没有竞争者。
In the spiritual sky, the supreme law is the supreme.
在灵性天空中，至尊主是至尊的。
And those who wanted to become rivals.They are put into this material sky under condition of the material nature.
那些想要成为竞争者的人，他们被置于这物质的天空，处于物质自然的局限之下。
This is the difference between spiritual sky and material sky.
这是灵性天空和物质天空的区别。
The Purusha Saparaprattha, there the predominating personality of Godhead is transcendental.
那里的统治者，人格神。是超然的。
Because there is no rivalry, there are also inhabitants. In those planets, there are inhabitants.
在那些星宿上也有居民。
They are liberated souls.
他们是解脱的灵魂。
In the Bhagavad, we get information that their feature of the body is exactly like God.
在巴格瓦塔中，我们得到信息，他们的体型相貌就像神一模一样。
In some of the planets, the God is manifested in two hands. And some of the planets, the God is manifested in four hands.
在有些星宿上，神展现两臂的形象；在有些星宿上，神展现四臂的形象。
And the living entities, they are also the same feature.
在他们的生物体也有同样的体型。
The inhabitants or citizens, they are also the four hands.
居民们或者说市民们他们也有四臂
and one cannot distinguish who is God and who is not God
而且一个人无法区别谁是神谁不是神
this is called Sarupa Mukti liberation of the same feature
这被称为 Sarupa Mukti 具有同样体型的解脱
there are five kinds of liberation
有五种形式的解脱
Sajujya Sarupa Salokya Shasti Samipya Five kinds of liberation The Sajujya Mukti is to merge into the impersonal effulgence of God
Sajujya Mukti 是融入神的非人格的光灿
That is called Sajujya Mukti
那被称为 Sajujya Mukti
If you like, you can mergeYour identity with the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, which is called Brahman, Brahma Jyoti.
如果你想要的话，你可以把你的身份融入至尊主的非人格的特征中，那被称为 Brahman, Brahma Jyoti.
That you can do.
你可以那么做。
But that is not very palatable.
但那并不是非常可口的。
That we have discussed many times.
这我们讨论过许多次了。
But others, there are two schools of philosophers.
有两类的哲学家。
One likes to merge into the existence of the Supreme and close his identity, individual identity.
一类想要融入自尊的存在，结束他的身份，个体的身份。
No more individual.
不再有个体性。
Yes. That you can do.
你可以那么做。
You close your identity.
你结束你的身份。
But that sort of merging is risky also.
但那种的融入也是有危险的。
That you have several times discussed.
我们解释过几次了。
But if you enter into some planet, spiritual planet, then you can have five kinds of liberation.
但如果你进入某个灵性的星宿，你可以得到五种的解脱。
One kind of liberation is sarupa.
一种是 sarupa.
You can have body exactly like God.
你可以得到和神一模一样的躯体。
Sarupa, Salokya, you can live in the same planet.
Salokya, 你可以住在同一个星宿。
Salokya, 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 and Shasti. Shasti means you can have similar opulence as God has. Similar opulence.
Shasti 意思是你可以得到和神类似的富裕。
So as powerful you can become.That you are as powerful as God is.
你可以变得那么有力量，就像神一样的有力量。
That is called Sasti.
那被称为 Sasti.
And Samipa. Samipa means you can always remain with God as one of the associates.
Samipa 意思是你可以总和神在一起，作为他的一位同游。
Just like Arjuna.
比如说 Arjuna.
Arjuna is always with Krishna as friend.
Arjuna总是作为朋友和 Krishna 在一起。
This is called Samipa.
这被称为 Samipa.
So there are different kinds of liberation.
因此有不同种类的解脱。
Now anyone, any of these five kinds of liberations you can have.
这五种解脱中的任何一种你能够得到。
But out of the five, the Sahajya Mukti or the liberationby becoming merged into the existence of the Supreme is not accepted by the Vaishnava philosopher.
但在这五种之中 Sahajya Mukti 即融入自尊的存在的解脱是不被 Vaishnava 的哲学家们接受的。
We belong to the Vaishnava philosophical school, Vaishnava.
我们属于 Vaishnava 哲学派别。
Vaishnava means we want to worship GodAs he is, and we keep our separate identity eternally to serve him.
Vaishnava 指的是我们想要如他所示的去崇拜神，而且我们想保持我们分别的身份，永远的去服务他。
That is Vaishnava philosophy.
那是 Vaishnava 的哲学。
And the Mahavad philosophy, an impersonalist philosophy, is that they want to close their individual identityand merge into the existence of the Supreme.
而 Mayavada 的哲学，非人格主义的哲学，他们想要结束他们的个体身份，融入自尊的存在。
Now here, Lord Krishna does not advise him. That is a suicidal policy.
这里主 Krishna 并不推荐你那么做，那是自杀的策略。
That policy is neither recommended.By Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the Bhagavad Gita, neither the Vaishnava philosophers they accept it, to merge.
无论是 Krishna 自尊人格神在不加凡格之中，或者是 Vaishnava 的哲学家们，他们都不推荐接受这种策略。
They don't wish to close their individual.
他们不想要结束他们的个体性。
The Lord Chaitanya.Stalwart amongst the Western philosophers, he said that he prayed.
坚定的 Vaishnava 哲学家祖 Chaitanya 他祈祷说
Nadhanang na janang na sundaring kavitang bhajagadisa kame mamo janmani janmani ishare bhavatad bhakti rahitu ki tari the pure Vaishnava.Unadulterated, devotee of the law. They do not want even liberation.
纯粹的 Vaishnava, 主的不掺杂念的奉献者们，他们甚至连解脱都不想要。
Don't want.
他们不想要。
They don't care for liberation also.
他们也不在乎解脱。
What they want?
他们想要什么呢？
Just like in this prayer, Lord Chaitanya says, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishare,
正如在这个祷文中，主切坦念说道：“
I may remain your pure devotee birth after birth.
让我能生生世世的当您的纯粹奉献者。
That means when there is birth after birth, there is no liberation.
谈到生生世世，那意味着没有解脱。
So he doesn't expect even liberation.
因此，他连解脱也不期待。
When you are liberated, there is no birth.
如果你解脱了，并不再有出生。
Either you remain in the spiritual planet, or you merge into the existence of the Supreme, there is no more birth in this material world.
或者你留在灵性的星宿，或者你融入自尊的存在，不再有在这物质世界中的出生。
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays that birth after birth.
但 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 祈祷说，生生世世。
That he doesn't care whether he is liberated or not liberated.
那意味着他不在乎。他是解脱还是不解脱？
He wants simply to be engaged in Krishna consciousness to serve the Lord, Supreme Lord.
他只是想从事于 Krishna 的知觉，服务主，至尊主。
That is his philosophy.
那是他的哲学。
Never mind where he is.
从来不管他在哪里。
The devotee doesn't mind.Whether he is born in the animal society or human society or demigod society or any society.
奉献者不在意他是出生在动物的社会或人类的社会或半神的社会或是任何社会。
He simply prays to God that I may not forget you. I may be always engaged in your transcendental loving service.
他只是向神祈祷让我不要忘了你让我能够总是从事于您的超然爱心服务。
This is the symptom of pure devotion.
这是纯粹奉献的迹象。
Of course, a devotee, wherever he remains in the spiritual kingdom.
当然，一位奉献者，无论他在哪里，他是在灵性的国度。
Even in this material body.
即便他是在物质躯体中。
But from his side, he does not demand.From God, anything for his personal superiority or personal comfort.
但是从他这边出发，他不为了任何个人的优越或者个人的舒适向神要任何东西。
So, Lord Krishna says that if you want to become one of the associates in that spiritual planet, then.You have to become a pure devotee.
所以 Krishna 说，如果你想要成为灵性星宿上的一位同游，那你必须得成为纯粹的奉献者。
Purusha parapratha bhaktyalabhya. Bhaktyalabhya means you can attain the perfection by devotional service.
Bhaktyalabhya 意思是你可以通过奉献服务获得那种完美。
Ananya. Ananya means without any deviation.
还有 Ananya.意思是不带任何偏离。
Ananya, what is the deviation?
偏离是什么呢？
The deviation is that we are sometimes inclined to become a devotee for some material benefit.
偏离指的是有时候我们是为了某些物质的利益而倾向于成为奉献者。
So here it is said that.Ananya bhakti, without any deviation, without any material profit, you have to become a pure devotee.
这里说的 Ananya bhakti, 不带任何偏离，不带任何物质的利益，一定得成为纯粹的奉献者。
Then you can attain that spiritual planet.
那样你能到达那灵性的星宿。
Now, what is the nature of God?
那么神的本性是什么呢？
That is also.Jashantasthani bhutani jina sarvamidam tatam The Supreme Lord, although he is person, just like exactly a person like you and me.
至尊主尽管他是一位人就像你我一样的一个人
You see, he is so great that all these manifestations, spiritual or material, that is within him.And he is also all pervading.
但是他是那么的伟大，以至于一切的展示，灵性的和物质的，都在他之内。他也是遍存万有的。
All pervading by different process of the vivida vistyate, by different energies, he is all perfect, everywhere.
通过他的不同的能量，他是遍存万有的。
You can, if you develop pure Krishna consciousness, you can see Krishna always before you.
如果你培养了纯粹的 Krishna 知觉，你能总是在你之前看到 Krishna。
Premanyan Shrita Bhakti Vilochanena. These stages are there.
有那样的境界。
So these are explained in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
这些是在 Srimad Bhagavad Gita 中解释的。
Then again, Lord Krishna explained this.
主 Krishna 接着解释。
This is for the devotee. Now, for ordinary persons, there are some chances how to enter into that spiritual kingdom.
这是为了奉献者的。对于普通人，也有一些进入灵性的国度的机遇。
Here it is said.
这里说到。
Jatrakale tu anavrittim, avrittim caiva yogina, prayata jantitam kalam bhakshami bharatar sabha. Now Krishna explaining that, my dear Arjuna, there are different time indications of passing away from this material world.
So Krishna 解释说，我亲爱的 Arjuna 离开这一物质世界有不同的时间指示。
That I am explaining to you.
我现在解释给你。
Jatrakale, the time.
Jatrakale, 时间。
Now suppose.At a particular, there are different, of course, in your country, I do not know what is the astronomical almanac, but in India, there is very minute calculation of astronomical situation.
当然在你们的国家，我不知道你们的天文历数是什么样的。在印度，关于天文现象有非常精细的计算。
When a man is born,His horoscope is made, and when a man dies, how does he go? Where he is going? What is his situation? By astronomical calculation, they can say.
当一个人出生的时候，便做他的星象图；当他死亡的时候，他去哪里？他处境怎么样？通过天文的计算，你可以知道。
So Krishna also accepting that principle.
Krishna 也接受那一原则。
And he is confirming herewith that jatrakale to anavitti.
他在这里也证实了。
At some particular time I leave this body, then I may become liberated.
如果我在某个特定的时间离开这躯体，那么我可能得到解脱。
That means no more my birth in this material world.
那意味着我不再有在这物质世界中的出生。
Similarly.If I die at a particular moment, I will have to come back again in this material world. It is all chance.
类似的，如果我在某一个特定的时候死去，我会必须得回到这个物质世界，这都是机遇。
But that chance, accidentally or by some way or other, one may have.
偶然的，或者由于某种原因，一个人可能得到那种机遇。
But for the devotee.There is no such chance.
但对于一个奉献者，没有这样的机遇。
He is, surely.
他是一定的，肯定的。
The devotee, sada tadbhava bhavita. A devotee is always in Krishna consciousness.
因为一位奉献者总是在 Krishna 知觉中。
So there is no question of chance.
因此不存在机遇的问题。
He does not give any chance to think otherwise.
他不给予任何其他的想法，以任何机会。
Therefore, he is guaranteed.
因此，他是保证的。
But for others, there are some chances like that. That in a particular moment, if he dies, if he leaves this body, then he can enter into the spiritual kingdom.
但对其他人，有这样的一些机遇，如果他在某个特定的时候死去，离开这个躯体，那么他能进入灵性的国度。
Agni Jyoti Rahas Sukla Sanamasa Uttarayanam and Tatta Prayada Gachanti Brahma Brahma Vidojana. You know that the sun's movement are different. 6 months on the northern side and 6 months on the southern side.
你知道太阳的运动是不同的，六个月在北边，六个月在南边。
The sun is also moving according to Vedic calculation.
太阳是按照伟达的计算在运动。
And in Srimad Bhagavatam, we get information that the sun is in the center of the universe.
在 Srimad Bhagavatam 中，我们得到信息，太阳是在宇宙的中心。
And it is also moving.
它也在移动。
As all other planets are moving, the sun is also moving.
就像所有其他的星宿在移动，太阳也在移动。
And the moment, I think it is calculated that it is 16,000 miles per second.
我看到过那一运动被计算为每秒钟16000英里。
The sun's movement is like that.
太阳是那样运动的。
So, if we believe and we can see the sun's movement northern side and southern side.
而且我们可以看到太阳的运动在北边，在南边。
So when a person dies during this movement of the sun on the northern side, then he can attain liberation.
如果一个人在太阳在北边运动的时候死去，那么他能得到解脱。
That is stated in Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic scriptures also.
这是在 Bhagavad Gita 中说到的，在其他伟大文献中也说到。
Dhumaratri Satha Krishna Sanamasa Dakhinayanam Tatra Chandramasam Jyoti Jyogi Prapuni Vattate. And if somebody dies at night and in cloud, and this is during the 6 months when the sun is on the southern side, then the yogi, a person who dies in that particular time, he comes back again in this material world.
如果一个人在晚上死去，在云中，在太阳在南边的六个月里面，如果一个人在那样特定的时间死去，他再次回到这物质世界。
Sukla Krishna Guti Jeti Jagata Sasati Mati Ikoya Jati Anabitti Anna Avatati Puna. In this way, either this side or that side, that is accidental.
这样，在这边或者在那边，那是偶然的。
Nobody can say when I'm going to die.
没有一个人能说我在什么时候会死去。
It is simply accidental.
只是偶然的。
Somebody dies accidentally during this period as stated, so somebody can attain liberation and somebody may not attain.
如果一个人在前面提到的某个期间里死去，那么有的人可能获得解脱，有的人可能获得不了。
And that is doubtful.
那是难以预测的。
Naitasiti partha janan yogi mandhyati kashtana tasmat sarveshu kalesu yoga yukta bhavarjana. But one person who is bhakti yogi, who is always in Krishna consciousness, for him there is no question of such chance.
但如果一个人是 bhakti yogi, 总是在 Krishna 世界中，对于他没有这样的机遇的问题。
It is sure.
那是肯定的。
It is sure.
是肯定的。
Even he dies at the time of the southern and northern, he has nothing to concern about that chance.
无论是他在南边或者北边死去，他不用考虑那机遇。
Because we have already discussed that at the time of death, if we can think of Krishna, that at once you are transferred to the Krishna Loka, Krishna platform.
因为我们已经讨论过了。在死亡的时候，如果你能想着 Krishna， 那么立即你便被转到 Krishna Loka， Krishna 的国度。
Therefore, Krishna advises.
因此 ，Krishna 推荐说。
Tasma sarvesu kalesu yoga yukta bhava. And you always remain in Krishna consciousness. Always remain in Krishna consciousness.
你要总是处于 Krishna 知觉，总是处于 Krishna 知觉。
That is not very difficult.
那也不是很难的。
If you practice this Krishna consciousness.
如果你练习这 Krishna 知觉。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then this practice will help you to be remain, because this Krishna and the Krishna and his spiritual kingdom is no different.
那么这一练习能够帮助你出于 Krishna 知觉，因为这一 Krishna 和在他的灵性国度的 Krishna 是没有区别的。
Absolute.
绝对的。
The Krishna.The sound vibration and Krishna, the original personality of Godhead, the same.
这一声音震荡 Krishna 和原初的人格神 Krishna 是同样的。
By sound vibration, you can have Krishna associated with you.
通过声音震荡，你能得到 Krishna 的涟漪。
Just like we are associating, we are sitting together.
正如我们在涟漪，我们坐在一起。
Similarly.You are walking on the street, if you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, that means Krishna is going with you.
类似的，如果当你走在街上的时候，你念诵 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 那意味着 Krishna 是和你在一起走。
Just like you have seen, while walking on the street, you see up on the horizon, you see the moon is going with you.
就好比当在街上走的时候，你看到地平线之上月亮和你在一起走。
The sun is going with you.
太阳和你在一起走。
And long, I remember, and very long, it is about 50 years before.
我记得很久以前，大约五十年以前。
And when I was householder, my second son, he was about 4 years old.
那时我还是居士，我的第二个儿子，他大约四岁。
He was walking with me on the street, and he was asked me.
他和我一起走在街上，他问我。
Father, why the moon is going with us? Why the moon is going? Yes.
他问父亲，为什么月亮和我们在一起走
？The moon is as you find that the moon is going with you. Similarly.By chanting, if the moon has got such power, it's a material thing, it can go with you, don't you think the Supreme Lord, who is all-powerful, he cannot remain with you?
正如你发现月亮和你一起走，尽管它只是一样物质的东西，它有这样的力量能和你在一起走，那你不认为万能的至尊主他也能和你在一起吗？
Yes, he can.
是的，他能。
By his potency, he can remain.
通过他的能量能力，他可以和你在一起。
Provided you are also qualified to keep his company.
如果你是有资格和他在一起的。
If you are a pure devotee, and if you are always merged in the thought of Krishna, you should always remember that Krishna is with you.
如果你是位纯粹的奉献者，如果你总是想着 Krishna, 你应该知道，总是记得 Krishna 是和你在一起。
Krishna is with you.
Krishna 是和你在一起。
Lord Chaitanya has confirmed this version, absolute version, in his prayer.
主 Chaitanya 在他的祷文中证实了这一观点，绝对的观点。
Nam nam kari bahuda nija sadva shakti tatya pita niyamita smarane na kala ita drisi tava kripa bhagaman mamapi.Ruddhaiva Idrisha Yaha Janina Anuraga. He is praying, my dear Krishna, my dear Lord, your name is always invested with all the potencies of your person.
他祈祷，我亲爱的 Krishna, 我亲爱的主，你的名字总是赋予着您本人的一切能力。
Nam Nam, you have got all the potential name. And you have made it so easy that we can chant without any hard and fast rules and regulations.
您把一切能力放入名字，而你使它变得这么容易，我们可以不带任何硬性规则的去念诵。
Suppose if we have to establish one temple.
如果你必须得造一座 Krishna 的庙宇
Krishna, you have got to observe so many rules and regulations, you have to spend money.
你必须得遵守这么多的原则规律你必须得花钱
You have to see its management.
你必须得照料的管理
But here, by chanting, any man can have the same benefit of becoming nearer or in company.With Krishna always and derive all the benefits out of it.
但是通过念诵任何人都可以变得和 Krishna 更近或者和他在一起获得同样的利益。
Of course, there is benefit when you are associated with Krishna.
当然当你和 Krishna 联谊的时候有利益。
But this same benefit, is just like Arjuna is deriving the benefit being associated with Krishna.
同样的益处正如 Arjuna 和 Krishna 进行联谊他获得利益益处
Similarly, you can also derive the same benefit as being associated with Krishna simply by chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare
类似的你可以获得和 Krishna 进行联谊的同样的益处仅仅通过唱诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra
This is possible.
这是可能的。
The Lord Chaitanya said, it is not my version. Lord Chaitanya said, who are realized souls, who is considered the authority and incarnation of Krishna, Krishna himself is.
那祖切坦尼亚说，这并不是我的观点。祖切坦尼亚在说，他是觉悟的灵魂，他被认为是权威，是 Krishna 的化身 ，Krishna 本人。
对 ，that you have been.The Lord, you have become so kind to these people of this material world or of this age especially that they cannot have any facility for understanding God. But God has descended in the form, in the sound form, transcendental sound form.
他说主啊您对这物质世界里的人们是这么仁慈特别是对这个年代的人他们没有任何便利来理解神但是神以这超然声音的形体降临了
Simply by vibrating, you associate with God.
仅仅通过念诵你可以和神联谊
Simply by vibrating.
只是通过念诵
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram It is so much kindness of the Supreme LordThat he wants to associate with you.
至尊主是这么的仁慈，他想要和你联谊。
You should receive it.
因此，你应该接待他。
This is not expensive. No loss on your part.
这也不是昂贵的，在你那方面没有损失。
Why don't you take this advantage?
你为什么不利用这个机会呢
？If there is any profit, why do not care for it?
如果有任何收益。你为什么不在乎呢
Take this.
接受着
Always chant.
总是唱诵
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Tasma Sarveshu Kalishu Yoga Yukta Pabhas Therefore, my dear Arjuna, you should always be engaged in this yoga system yoga in this transcendental form of yoga
因此我亲爱的 Arjuna你应该总是从事于这瑜伽体系 Yuga Yukta 以这超人的瑜伽形式
You haven't got to do anything You're controlling your breathing system or some gymnastic system nothing
你不用做任何事情不用控制你的呼吸不用进行体操练习什么都不用
Simply
只是
You haven't got to acquire any specific qualification to chant this Hare Krishna
你不用获得任何特殊的资格来唱诵 Hare Krishna
Just like in your country this language is Sanskrit and some of you do not know the meaning
正如在你们国家中因为这语言是梵文你们中有些人不知道什么意思
It is so attractive when we chant Hare Krishna in the park or any public place all ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls they take part
但它是这么有吸引力当我们在公园里在公共场所唱诵 Hare Krishna 的时候所有的先生们女士们孩子们他们都参加
so So there is no rule or hard and fast rule for chanting.
念诵没有硬性的规则。
That's it, as recommended by Krishna.
你只要像 Krishna 所推荐那样的去接受它。
Sarveshu kali, always 24 hours.
Sarveshu kaleshu 总是的24小时的。
He'll be completely safe even in this dangerous position.
即便是在这危险的处境中，你能够彻底的安全。
You should always know that this material world is always dangerous position.
你总是应该知道，这一物质世界总是一个危险的场所。
Just like you started the peace movement. Why? You are thinking the danger is coming. Danger is coming.
正如你们发起了这一和平运动，为什么呢？因为你们在想，危险在到了，危险在到了。
Yes, at any moment there may be danger of war declaration, and all these innocent youth may be called to fight.
是的，在任何时候都有宣战的危险，比如说这些无辜的年轻人们会被送上战场。
So.It is always, I am not even thinking that I am an independent nation and this and that. You should always remember that this material world is full of danger.
总是危险的，无论你是想我这是中立的国家或这样那样，你应该总是记得这物质世界是充满了危险的。
It is a dangerous spot.
这是危险的场所。
Therefore, who are Krishna conscious? Who are devotees?Krishna, for them, this dangerous place is not suitable.
因此，对那些 Krishna 自觉的人 ，Krishna 的奉献者们，这个危险的地方是不适于他们的。
This danger, padang padang jal vipadang na tisham, padang padang in every step there is danger.
Padang padang, 在每一步都有危险。
This place is not suitable for the devotees of the Lord.
这一地方是不适于主的奉献者的。
Padang padang jat vipadagana tisham in the Bhagavad. They are not meant for remaining this miserable, dangerous place.
他们是不应该停留在这苦难的危险的地方的。
Yes. So, we have got this nice body, human form of life, with an advanced consciousness.
我们现在有着很好的躯体，人形的生命，有发达的知觉。
Just merge it.Into Krishna consciousness and be happy.
将它融入 Krishna 知觉，变得快乐。
This is the sum and substance of this movement.
这是这一运动的精髓要旨。
You take advantage of it and be happy.
你利用它变得快乐。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
The function of the chanting.Because the chanting seems to serve a function, at least for me, of which may be my own individual weakness, but nevertheless...
The chanting process is just to cleanse your mind.
学生问唱诵的功能是什么？因为至少对我来看，唱诵是会有一种功能。啪啪回答说，唱诵的过程是为了清洁你的心意。
You have got so many misunderstandings.About yourself, about this world, about God, and about our interrelation between these things.
你对于你自己、这个世界、对于神、对于这些事情之间的关系有那么多的误解。
We have got so many misgivings.
我们有这么多的错误。
We are in the position of complete ignorance.
我们在彻底愚昧的状况中。
This chanting will help you to cleanse your mind.
这唱诵能够帮助你清洁你的心意。
Then we'll understand that this chanting Hare Krishna is not different from Krishna.
那你能够理解唱诵 Hare Krishna 是和 Krishna 没有区别的。
Yes, no, I mean as much as one.
Yes. So in the beginning, we have to chant.
在一开始我们必须得唱诵。
Maybe in whatever position we are, that doesn't matter.
无论我们处于什么样的状况都不要紧。
If we begin chanting, then the first benefit will be Chetodarpanamarjanam.
如果我们开始唱诵，最初的利益是 Chetodarpanamarjanam.
The mind will be clear of all dirty things.
心意会被清除一切肮脏的东西。
Jita Darpana Mahajanam. And then next stage will be Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam.
下一阶段是 Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam.
The next stage will be that the suffering, the miseries of this material world will subside.
下一个阶段是物质世界的苦难会退去。
We'll have to make progress, stage after stage.
我们必须得一个阶段一个阶段的取得进步。
But any stage, you can adopt this means, any stage.
但在任何阶段，你都可以采取的一方法。
There is no necessity of preliminary qualification that you have to come to this stage.And then chant.
不需要有初步的资格，那你必须得到达这一阶段，然后才能唱诵。
From any stage, you can chant.
处于任何阶段，你都可以唱诵。
Secondly, I don't quite understand what material world is.
学生说，第二点，我不很清楚物质世界是什么。
Because
material world is full of suffering and misery.
物质世界是充满了受苦和苦难的。
Don't you understand it? Are you happy?
你不明白吗？你快乐吗？
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm not.
学生，有时候我快乐，有时不是。
No, you are not happy. That sometimes is your imagination.
怕不怕的？不，你不快乐，那有时候是你的想象。
That's like a diseased man says, "Oh yes, I'm well." What is that well? He's going to die and he's well.
就好比一个生病的人说，啊，我还不错。那不错是什么呢？他要死了，他还说不错吗？
No, you do not know what is happiness.
学生说，我并没有宣称任何终极的快乐，帕布帕德，不，你不明白什么是快乐。学生说，这是或多或少。
Yes, you do not know what is happiness.
帕帕说，你不知道什么是快乐。
Of course, that sorrow and that suffering might add a spice to make that.
No, the thing is that there are different kinds of misery.
另一个人说，啊，这痛苦之间的快乐只是加一些调味品。啪啪的说，不，事实上是有不同种类的痛苦。
That we understand. That is our due to our ignorance. We don't care for it. That's like a man who is suffering.From very since a long time.
我们明白这一点，只是由于我们的愚昧，我们不在乎，就好比一个受苦受了很长时间的人。
He has forgotten what is happiness.
他忘了什么是快乐。
He has forgotten what is real happiness.
他忘了什么是真正的快乐。
Similarly, the sufferings are there already.
而且，早已经有那些痛苦了。
Now, take for example, you are now a young man.Now, would you like to become old man?
比如说，你现在是年轻人，你想要成为老人吗？
I will become an old man in the
process. Now, will you be forced to become old man? But you don't like to be
forced to be.
学生说，我在这生命的过程中会逐渐的成为老人。爸爸说，你会成为老人，你会被强迫的变成老人，但你不想要成为老人。学生说。我不是被强迫的变成老人。
Yes, yes, forced, really forced.
啪啪的，是的，是的，是被强迫的，你是被迫的。
If you don't like to become old man, you'll be forced to become old man.
学生，我看不明白为什么，啪啪的，如果你不想成为老人，你是被迫成为老人。
It's one of the conditions of.
Yes, that condition is miserable.
学生，这是这个世界这个状况，啪啪的，是的，那种状况是痛苦的，苦难的。学生，我不觉得他是苦难的。
No, you don't because you are a young man. But ask any old man how he is suffering.
爸爸的，你不觉得是因为你现在是年轻人？你可以问任何一个老人，他是怎么样在受苦。
Is he a diseased man? Do you want to be diseased?
再打个比方，病人，你想成为病人吗？
I wouldn't stretch it out.
我不会主动的想当病人。
No, just answer me. Do you like to be a disease?
学生说，我不会主动的想得病，啪啪的。不，回答我的问题，你想要得病吗？
Yes, answer.
What is disease?
回答我，学生，什么是疾病？
You have never suffered from disease. You have never suffered from disease.
啪啪的，哦，你从来没有得过病吗？你从来没有因为生病而受苦吗？
I've had the mumps and the measles and the chickenpox, which is what everyone has.
Yeah, 学生，我得过腮腺炎，得过麻疹啊。每个人都是这样，然后变好了。
Everyone has that because that does not mean everyone is now suffering from this winter season. But that does not mean that is not suffering.
啪啪的，每个人都，这并不意味着每个人现在都因为在冬天而受苦，这并不意味着这不是受苦。
So we have to admit that we are always in suffering.
因此我们必须得承认，我们总是在受苦。学生，如果我从来不知道什么是快乐，我肯定我也从来不会知道痛苦是什么。
That is your ignorance.
啪啪的，那是由于你的愚昧。
We are in suffering. We don't want to die. The death is there.
我们是在受苦，我们不想要死，有死亡。
We don't want to be diseased. The disease is there.
我们不想生病，却有疾病。
We don't want to become old. The old age is there.
我们不想变老，却有老年。
So many things we don't want, but they are forced upon us.
有这么多东西我们不想要，但他们被强加在我们身上。
And any sane man will admit that these are suffering.
任何一个明智的人都会承认这些是受苦。
But if you are accustomed to these sufferings, so you say it is all right. That is a different thing.
但如果你已经习惯于这些痛苦，你说啊这无所谓，那是另外一回事。
But naturally, any sane man.He won't like to be diseased. He won't like to be old. And he won't like to die.
但自然的，任何一个明智的人，他不想要生病，他不想要变老，他不想要死。
You see?
你明白吗？
Why this movement? Because,
为什么有这运动？
Because if there is war, there will be death. So people are afraid. They're making agitation. There should be no war.
因为如果有战争的话，便有死亡。因此人们害怕，因此他们发动这运动。不要有战争。
So don't you do you think that death is very pleasurable thing?
你认为死亡是很快乐的事情吗？
I've never experienced.
学生，我从来没有体验过。
You have experienced or forgotten.
啪啪的，你体验过，你忘了。
You have experienced several times you died. You have experienced, but you have forgotten.
你死过许多次了，你体验过了，但你忘了。
Forgetfulness is no excuse.
遗忘并不是借口。
Forgetfulness is no excuse.
遗忘并不是借口。
Suppose a child forgot some suffering, that does not mean that he did not suffer.
假如说一个孩子忘了受苦，这并意味着他不曾受苦。
No, I agree.
是的，我同意。
Yes, so suffering is there.
因此是有痛苦，受苦。
We have to take person from realized souls from its authorities.
你必须得从觉悟的灵魂，从权威那里获得观点。
That this for that like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that dukkhalayam ashashvatam.
正如在 Bhagavad Gita 中说到 dukkhalayam ashashvatam.
This place is full of misery.
这个地方是充满了苦难的。
So one has to realize.
因此一个人必须得觉悟这一点。
Unless we understand that this place is miserable, there is no question how to get out of it.
除非我们明白。这地方是苦难的，不存在如何走出这地方的问题。
Similarly, a person who does not develop this miserable condition of this world, he is not fully developed.
类似的，如果一个人没有发展到能明白这一世界的痛苦状况，他还没有得到充分的发展。比如说动物们，他不理解什么是苦难，他们不理解，他们满足。